Parshas Toldos. I want to talk about, at least to start off with, the age of Rivka, Machlokas Midrashim, as we'll see in a moment, and what comes from that. So we have in the beginning of the Parsha, Vahi Yitzchak ben Arbaim Shana Bekachto es Rivka Bas Besuol Harami. So he's 40 when he marries Rivka. And a few psukim later, it says that that he was 60. 20 years later, Pasuk Chavav, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledes Osam, he was 60 when he had Yaakov and Esav. But on that Rashi, or the first of the Pasuk of Ben Arbaim Shana, so Rashi says, Techeshban, Sherekishaba Avraham Har HaMoriah Nisbaser Shanolda Rivka. When Avram came back from Har HaMoriah, that's when he was told that Rivka was born. Yitzchak Haya ben Lamed Zayin Shana, Yitzchak was 37 years old at the Akedah. Shaharei bo b'perek mesa Sarah, because that's when Sarah died. Umishin nolad Yitzchak ad ha'akeda shemesa Sarah lamed zayin shana. And it was 37 years from the time that it happened from Umishin nolad Yitzchak ad ha'akeda, from the time he was born until the Akeda was 37 years. Because she was bat ubas tzadi hoysa kishin nolad Yitzchak. She was 90 years old when Yitzchak was born. And as we know from Chaya Saras, it's 127 years old when she died. 127 minus 90 is 37. Harei Yitzchak Lamed Zayin Shanim. She was 37 years old. Uvo Beperik. And right then, as the Parsha says, Nolda Rivka. Rivka was born when Yitzchak was 37 years old. Himtin lo achatehei roi Yilabia. He waited until she was roi Yilabia at Gimel Shanim at 3 years old. Venosa. So the Shidduch was 37 years old and 3. Sorry. He was 30. I take that back. He was 37 years old when Sarah was Neftar, and then that's when Rivka was born. So he's 37 years older. So he got married at 40. 3 years later, she's 3 years old. So 40 and 3, which means that when Yaakov and Esav were born, Yitzchak was 60 and Rivka was
23.
Very good. So now, okay, and with this, Rashi continues on that pasuk of Ben Shishim Shana. So this is in pasuk Chavav, six pasukim later. Rashi says, Asara Shanim Mishenosa Adjenasis Bas Yud Gimel Shana. There was 10 years from the time they got married until she was 13 years old. Viruuya Laharayon, and that's when she was able to give birth. That's what Rashi says. Maybe it should be 12, 13, I don't know. Could be, we'll see. He says 13. V'asara shanam halalu tzipa. These 10 years he waited. V'himtin lo. And waited for her. K'mosha also aviv l'sara. Like Abraham waited for Sarah. K'evan shlunas abra. When she did not get pregnant, yodo shehi akara. He knew that she could not give birth. The Gemara says Yitzchak himself was also an akor. He also was not able to give birth, which may be important. We'll think we have to keep that in mind, that Rashi does not quote that part of the Gemara here. V'hispala aleha, and that's when Yitzchak davened for her, and Rivka also davened on the other side, another corner, which was also the pashtus that Yitzchak should be cured, because kol mispala chaver hu ne'enet chila. Okay, so that's the Rashi, that's the Cheshbon. So she was 3, and then the first 10 years don't count in terms of waiting to give birth, of expecting to give birth. And then there is 10 years of no kids, and that's when he davened. Okay, now, in terms of Rivka's age, so we have Machlokas Midrashim. Rashi clearly here says that she was 3. However, Tosos and Yivamos Samach Aleph, Tosos and Yivamos Samach Dalet, Tosos and Bavabasra Kofnam Aleph, as we'll see, Dasikainim, Ibali Tosos, maybe there's more, but Shita of Tosos is there is a Medrashos Chalukos Vinyanze, if she was 3 or 14. So the main Tosos is Samach Aleph and Mabez and Yivamos. And based on the Gemara, it seems that when the Pasuk calls her a Nara, it seems to be taken literally. So Tosos says Tema, if she was 3 years old, then she's not a Naira. And Tosfos says, but I don't know what to do about this, because the Cheshbon is correct that she was 3 years old. Tosfos quotes Rashi's Cheshbon. Yitzchak was 37, and then that's when Nolda Rivka. So Nimtzos, that the Torah says that he was 40 when they got married, so she must be 3 years old. So Tosas brings Rabbeinu Shmuel Chassid that says, really, I have a proof that she was 14, because there's a different medrash that says, and by the way, Tosas quotes a medrash, Seder Olam, that she was 3. But Tosas quotes, meaning not, it's not just the appropriate cheshbon, it's also a medrash, Seder Olam. Then Tosos, Rabbeinu Shmuel Chassid, Mishapira, quotes a Sifri that says that Rivka was Nifter at 133 years old. Tosos says, if you do the cheshbon, it comes out that she was married at 14. Because that would mean that Yaakov was born when she was 34. And 133 minus 34 is 99. And we know that Yaakov was 99 years old when Rivka was Nifteres. As Tosfos proves the cheshbon, I'm not going to go through it. And Tosfos says, Sarach Lomar, de midrashos chalukim zel zeh, if she was 3 or 14. There's now a few points about this. So, first of all, if she was indeed 14, it's not necessarily appropriate to call her a Naira either, because already she's a Bulgaris. That's one problem, Tosfos Yeshanim asks. This is Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara Nivamos, that she's not a Naira, she's already a Bogeres. Tosfos Dasakenim over here in Toldos adds on to this and says, we learn out from Rivkun, I think it's Ksuvas, Daf Nun, maybe, around there, that you wait 12 months, we learn from the Pesukim, that you wait 12 months for a Naira, but 30 days for a Bogeres or a Lamana. After Kiddushin, you give 12 months to get her, you know, to get the tachshitim, get everything ready. So, if that's learned out from Rivka, who's a Naira, but she's a, so very nice that it says in Chayasara that she stayed back at her father's house for 12 months. But if she was already a Bogeres, then you only wait 30 days. So again,
it says she waited.
Yeah.
They asked for her to wait.
Yeah, from that we learn out. You wait.
Okay, oh, whatever. No, but she didn't. She left right away.
Naira. Weren't all the emos not Kfaras?
What does that have to do?
So she wouldn't be a Bulgaris.
That's not the way.
I think the age.
No. At this point, we don't know. No. Okay, we can think about those. And now, Tosos Dasakenim also points out. Oh, so he knows. So he wants to know. Tosos Dasakenim asks, if she was 14, what do we do with the Cheshman of Rashi? Specifically the part of, by the Akedah, Avraham was told that Rivka was born. So if that's true, so the Cheshman would, I mean, the math has to work, forget about Midrashos Chalukim, the math has to work out that if Rivka was born at the time of the Akedah, and Yitzchak was 37, and he gets married at 40, so what's going on? So I think there's other answers, but the Tosfos Dasakenim answers that the Besura was Shenold the Kfar. She already was born 11 years prior. That's the Besura. It's not as, you know, this Mikas Aparshias is not going to be as exact. It's not like Vayachari Dvar Ma'ila that Rivka was born. Vayachari Dvar Ma'ila, Avraham, Vayachari Dvar Ma'ila, there is a Besura. He was told that Rivka was born 11 years prior. Okay, I guess you could ask according to the pshat why he waited 3 more years. You know, Rashi says a pshat why wait 3 years because she needs to be royal Abiyah, 3 years old. She's 11, why wait until 14? I don't know. But that's the canon. Now, Tosos, now let's get to the part which is, now let's do a side thing first and then we'll get to the main part.
Does it actually say she was born or is it?
Well, the parsha goes through the Yichus.
So, when it says that, it means, when it says she was born, what did it mean then?
So that's the part that you can be mistook about. Was it just that Avram was told that Rivka's around, or does it mean that she was mamish born? You can look at the Pesukim Rashi again and see if there's any diukim. But that's the two ways of learning.
I think I heard there's some shot or something that he, now that Sarah was nifter, he had to be told of the how things were going to play out. So that's why he heard of it. He heard now. But that doesn't necessarily mean.
Why specifically? Because?
Because, he wasn't going to have any more children. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Well, there's the Rashi there that, which we talked about last week about, there's the Rashi that Avram was worried that, you know, if Yitzhak would have been killed, so who would he, where would his Zera come from? I'm not sure if that's what you're referring
something,
to him, but
something like that. Like,
okay.
And wasn't, and like that's why like he was telling now, but not necessarily what happened now.
Okay, could be. Fine. Now Tosfos in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So this is the Gemara says twice the Vashem Berachas Avram Bakol, and one of the pshatim is the Haisel Lo Basu Bakol Shema. The Avram had a daughter, and his name was Bakol. That's Hashem Berachas Avraham Bakol. He had a bracha that he had a daughter named Bakol. Tosfos has the kasha over here, famous kasha. V'yim Tomar. This is Dibur Maschil Bas Ayalo Bakol Shema. V'yim Tomar. Lama lo hisiel liyitzchok. Why didn't Avraham give Bakol to his daughter, to his son Yitzchok, to marry his daughter Bakol? Leman amar perak arba misos de ben noach motzer ba'achoso. This machlokas tanoim if a ben noach is mutter ba'achoso, Rabbi Elazar b'Akiva. So according to the man amar, the ben noach is mutter. Okay, well, let's ignore for the time being the fact that the avos were mekayim kol Torah kula, and as a din of Yisrael, there definitely is a problem marrying achoso. Let's ignore that for a second.
Yeah, but if they were mekayim, meaning meaning what point would it be mekayim? I mean, if you're saying mekayim, that's like I guess.
Well, there is a machlokas. There is a right. Oh, sorry. So there is a machlokas when Avram began being mekayim kol Torah kula, but this is by Yitzchok, and this is after that, Lekuliyama. As far as Chutz Laaretz, yes, maybe the pshat is that Lefi the Ramban, that we're talking about, that he could marry her in Chutz Laaretz, which, you know, Yitzchok's not allowed to leave. So there's a cheshbon like this. We spoke about this other times. But Akoponim, for Tosfos asks, why didn't he marry Bakol? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. Again, this is assuming that they had a din of Ben Noach, which is also, as you should know, famous machlokas, if the Avos had a din of a Ben Noach or if they had a din of a Yisrael. Tosos here is very clear that they had a din of a Ben Noach. Okay. Now, so Tosos' first answer is, well, I'll say the second answer first, because I want to focus on the first answer, so I won't get carried away with the first answer. So the second answer is, Inami me Hagar Haisa. Bakol's mother was Hagar, velo misara. He didn't want to give over the daughter of Hagar to Yitzchak. He wanted the Gush. Tosfos, the second teretz right here.
It's simple.
First teretz is, V'yish lomar, D'shema katana haisa. Maybe she was a katana. V'lo rotza adayin lahasi Yitzchak, and he didn't want to yet marry her to Yitzchak. Isn't Rivka 3 years old? Right?
Well, you can see even that he's not going with that.
Exactly. So, this Tosos, at least this Teretz Tosos, is clearly going that Rivka was 14, a more suitable age than however young Bakol would have been. Maybe the reason Tosos gave a second Teretz of Inami is because Tosos knows that another Medrash that holds Rivka was 3, and this answer would not hold with that, because we're not going to say 3 is okay and, you know, 2 or 1 is not. So Tosos gave a second Teretz. Unless I'm thinking now, maybe Rivka. Maybe Rivka, who was 3, maybe that is okay because that's Roy Labia. And if Bakol was truly younger, then that's Katana here means that, you know, he wants someone who's Roy Labia. Maybe that would be a pshat to make it work with even the pshat that she's 3. Although,
in which case, that's not.
But he could have waited a year. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's not. You have to wait very long.
Why couldn't he just wait before going out to get another? Going to find Rivka. He could have waited until she was Roy, and then, you know.
Well, that is what happened. He married her when she was 3. That's the point. Meaning the Basura. Right. He got the Basura that she was born. So he waited 3 years. So here, if Bakol was too young, let's say 1-2 years old, but also. Yeah, he could have waited. So, I guess you have to say that really Tosfos is going that Rivka was 11 at the Basura. And, again, we don't know why he waited those 3 years if she was 11. But that was suitable. But if Bakol was 1, 2, whatever, then, or 3, 4, however young, then, and he wanted to wait till, let's say, 14 for whatever reason, that would be too long of a wait. Maybe that would be the pshat. But Stam, in terms of Tosfos saying that Bakol was very young, it's interesting just in terms of the chronology, because Vashem Berachas Avraham Bako is in the middle of Chayei Sarah. And you have to know if the chronology works out, meaning if and you have to know when Bako was born exactly. Okay, fine. Fine. So that's another 2 days in Tosfos.
Does anybody bring from the fact that she was like sent alone to the well to bring back water? Like that would mean that maybe she's older than three? Because that would appear to be more than 14 than three. You don't send someone who's three to do that.
I hear. Right. I mean, you always, all my fortune, you know, talk about how three back then is not three now to answer that, Kasha. So presumably, obviously, it makes sense in our understanding that 14 makes more sense. I don't know if they say it, though. Now, I want to focus on the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalet. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalet, is like this. Mishnah says, Nosa Yisha V'shoha Ima Esra Shanam. You marry a woman and you're with her 10 years. V'lo Yoloda. And she doesn't give birth. Eina Rashai Livatel. You cannot be Mevatel the mitzvah of Pru Revu. Rather, you have to either marry somebody else, of course, before Chayim Demene Gershom, or Yegashena, or you have to divorce her.
So she couldn't have been 14.
Wait, that's a Mishnah. That's a din. Let's see. So the Gemara says, we learned this out. It says, Alpi she'ein raya dover zeichel dover. There's a remiss to this from Avraham, because it says, Miketz eser shanim l'sheves Avram be'eretz k'nan. L'omdecha she'ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz ololo min ha'minyan. So as Rashi explains, that he took Hagar after 10 years, and the fact that he was barren in before he came to Eretz Canaan, that's not part of the count, because ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz olo menamenyan, because maybe by being in chutz la'aretz it will cause them to be in akor, to be barren. But it was 10 years after he came to Eretz Canaan, that's when he took Hagar, because like the Mishnah says, you have to take somebody else or get divorced. Then the Gemara has a kasha. V'leilev miYitzchok. Why don't we learn? Amalei Rav Nachman. V'leilev miYitzchok. Let's learn out from Yitzchok. The Gemara doesn't say what we should learn out, but listen to the Gemara. It says Dichtiv. He Yitzchok ben Arba'im Shana Bekachto Esrivka. He was 40 years old when he got married. V'ksiv Yitzchok ben Shishim Shana Beledes Osam. And he was 60 years old when he had Yaakov and Esav. Okay. And Rashi says, what's the kasha? The kasha is, so Yitzchok was shoho esrim shana. Yitzchok waited 20 years. Velo nasa acheres. And he didn't take anybody else aside from Rivka. So maybe we should learn from here that you don't have to worry about being barren for 20 years. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers that Yitzchok wasn't akor. Yitzchok himself was barren. And he knew that it was because of himself. That he couldn't have kids, so that doesn't fit the din of the Mishnah of the man that could have kids has to divorce or marry somebody else. Right? The Marakasha, Yehochi Avraham Nami Akor Haya. Avraham also wasn't Akor. So how can you learn that from Avraham? So Gemara answers.
Because he did take Hagar.
What?
Because he did take Hagar.
Yeah, exactly. How can you learn that? So Gemara answers no. The pasuk by Yitzchok, even though Yitzchok wasn't Akor. And that's truly why he didn't marry anybody else. Now, the pasuk that says that he was 60 years old is not an extra pasuk to tell us that it was written to learn out the din of waiting 20 years, because really it's necessary to learn out something else, different drasha, to be able to count the years of Yishmael, to be miyaches the shnosov of Yaakov. However, the pasuk by Avraham, from Miketz Eser Shanim, even though he wasn't akor, we still learn out from it that you have to wait 10 years. Because if it's not meant for this drasha, why should the Torah tell this to us, that he took akor at the end of 10 years? So even though it wasn't specifically relevant for him, but that's the zechot of it, we learn out from him that you wait 10 years. Ad kan sugya sagamar. Yes.
By Avraham, it seemed to be mashed from the way it was written, and the Torah says it. It's like Sarah said, go take another wife. Avram didn't say, nah, I have to go take another wife, you know, but Sarah sort of almost imposed it on him, you know.
I don't know. From here,
the Torah doesn't call him Akara. Akara calls her Akara.
Yes, but we have the Gemara later on, Darshans, that they were both Akurim. Gemara says from Yitzchok, Yeter Yitzhak Lashem Anochach Ishto Al Ishto Lo Nomer El Anochach Malamish Shneim Akurim Hayu.
In fact, that I answered him. That's what it was.
One second. I think that they both were davening. I think it's the Joshua. It doesn't say he davened for his wife. It says next to his wife. Yeah, they said both were davening. Okay, and okay, fine. Now, Yenimura says that Avon and Sarah were tumtum. Sarah was an islandess, maybe. Okay. So now, so Tosfos has a kasha here. Tosfos and Dibra Maschel Afal Pishe. No, Tosfos Dibra Maschel Vileleif Miyitzok. On that line of the Gemara, let's learn now from Yitzhak that you're supposed to wait 20 years. Tosfos says, Vim Tomer, Yitzhak Nami. So you guys should have asked this kasha. Yitzhak also didn't wait 20 years. Lo Shah Yoser Me'eser. Lefi Masha Pirishis. That which Tosfos himself explained three daf ago on Samach Aleph. Shaloi Sarivka Ella Bas Gimel, Kishinasa. For Acha, I saw Bas Yubayz Loi Saruya Laholi. So from 3 until 12, Arashi said 13, 12. Loi Saruya Laholi.
I didn't say it because I knew that was your point.
So. Oh, okay, good. Good, perfect. So it wasn't 20 years because based on the Rashi that we saw in Chumash, it was only from either Yubayz or Yugimel until Chav Gimel.
Right. So it's not 20 years. He was waiting 10 years until 11. She was able to have kids.
Right. Unless the Gemara's kasha is, let's learn out that it should be 11 years. But at least Rashi didn't say that. Rashi, when I read the Gemara, says Leilif Miyitzlok Sheshoha Esrim Shana V'lo Nasa Acheres. Okay.
So that's the kasha. From here that she was 14 because it didn't say that.
So Zok Tosfos V'yesh Lomar D'Midrashim Chalukim K'Dipreshes Leah. So it's a raya. You know, this Gemara at least is going that she was 14, because 14 to 34, all those years is Ruya L'Harayon. Okay. Second Teretz Tosfos, the Od, this is, you have to know what this line means, the Muchach Beperek Ben Sora Mora, it's clear in the Gemara Sanhedrin, should...
Rashi said Esrim.
Yes. Yeah.
Rashi's talking, and Rashi holds 3.
Correct. This is a problem. The Od, the Mucha Perim Ben Tarmore, Shadoros Harishonim, Hayu Ru'uyin Laholid Harbe Kodim Hazman Hazeh. In the early generations, they can give birth many years before this time. The Gemara there says that as far as men are concerned, they can give birth at the age of 8. As far as women are concerned, the Gemara quotes that Basheva may have been, I think, 5 or 6 years old, and could have given birth. Basheva is called Doros Rishonim, Alachas Kama Vakama. In this time of Yitzhak and Rivka. So, according to this, so Tosfos means one of two things. Tosfos either held that at 3 she was Ru'uya L'Harayon, and then the Gemara's Kasha stands of 20 years, or Tosfos meant that, let's say, the Ru'uya L'Harayon age is 5 or 6, like the Gemara's Mashman by Basheva. Tosfos would mean to ask, don't learn out from Avraham that is 10 years, rather learn out from Yitzhak that you have to wait at least 23 minus 5 or 6, 17 or 18 years. Because Tosfos doesn't say 20. The Gemara never says 20. But the point is, either 20 years from 3, if that's called the age of Ruya L'Harayon, or a couple years later. Now, Rashi, because as you pointed out, so Rashi can't learn, like, Rashi doesn't learn, like, the first Teretz of Tosfos that she was 14, because Rashi learned she was 3. And as far as the second Teretz of Tosfos, that to say that at 3 years old she's Ruya L'Harayon, Rashi doesn't learn that way either, because Rashi and Chumash that we started off with said, married her at 3, waited, it's the exact quote that Tosfos asked in his kasha, waited until she was 13 that she was Ruya L'Harayon, and then waited 10 years. Read the Rashi inside again. Asara Shana Mishanosa Achanasis Bas Yud Gimel Shana. 10 years from the time they got married until she was 13. Viruya Laharayon. The Asara Shanim Halalu. And for these 10 years, Tsipa Vihimtinla. He waited for her. Like Kimosha also Ovid Lasara. Like Avram waited for Sarah. It's equating the two. Behedja against the Gemara. And an interesting side point is so. you have to know, how does Rashi learn the Gemara? Because the Gemara says that in Doros HaRishonim, they would be molid, Mena 8 and Batsheva females even earlier. And here, Rashi is saying that Rivka was 13. So the truth is, the Ran on that Gemara says a Chiddush. The Ran says, so Tosos over there actually learns the Gemara Kipshuto, which actually fits with Tosos over here. Tosos learns there that it's a rule across the board. Everyone in the Doros Rishonim, you can assume, could give birth at that earlier age. The Ran says, Hecha de Goli Goli, wherever the Pasuk reveals to us that they gave birth early, which the Gemara goes through Cheshbonos over there, that they did, those are cases that are true. But if not, we assume that Godless and Ru'i L'Harayon is like in the Doros HaAchronim, like it's 13. And that's what the Ran says. Comes along the Toras Chaim and says, not only the Ran holds the way, Rambam holds the way also. Not only Rambam holds the way, Rashi holds the way also. Where does Rashi hold that way? Toras Chaim quotes our Rashi, that Rashi says that she was Ru'i L'Harayon at 13 years old. So you see that even though the Gemara there says that they become a gadol in earlier years, it only was the cases that the Gemara proves, which is basically three cases there. But otherwise, we assume Godless is 13. So very nice, that's how Rashi learned the Gemara. But we still didn't answer how Rashi learns the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samech Dalet. Because the Gemara says, don't learn out from Avraham that you wait 10 years, learn out from Yitzhak. Okay, so if she's 14, we got 20 years to 34. If you're Ru'i L'Harayon at 3, so good, 3 to 23 is 20. According to Rashi, this Rashi al Torah is behedja in numerous ways against this Gemara. He says Yitzhak is like Aviv Avraham, they only wait 10 years, and he calls her Ru'i L'Harayon at 13. Tzarachion, how Rashi will learn the Gemara. I pointed out Rashi there doesn't mention anything about Yitzhak being an Akor. I don't know if that affects the Cheshbon in any way, but it's something to think about. An interesting note is the Meshech Chachma here. So there's a Kri Niksiv on Ki Akarohi. Yeah. Well, it's not Kri Niksiv, but it spells He as Hey Vav Aleph instead of Hey Yud Aleph. Gematria of Hey Vav Aleph is 12. And he says, so he goes that you're Ru'i L'Harayon at 11. Okay, quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, and he doesn't go and get involved with Doros Yishom, Doros Acharonim. He assumes that it's 11. So he says, from 11 to 23, Yitzhak waited 12 years for her. Doesn't work out with the Gemara so well, if the Kash is Leilof Yitzhak to wait 12 years. But he's saying that's why it's spelled Hey Vav Aleph, Ki Akara He, because there's a remez that he waited 12 years. That's Meshech Chachma's Cheshbon. Okay. Fine. So that is that. Okay, so Rashi, Tzarech, and Gadol. Fine. Should we do one more topic, or should we call it a night?
One more.
Okay. So, skip to the end of the parasha. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, Vayelech patenu Aram el Lavon, Ben Bisuel harami, Achi Rivka em Yaakov Esav. This is by Shvi, the end of the parasha. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, go patenu Aram, go to Lavon Ben Bisuel. The brother of Rivka, em Yaakov Esav, Rivka is the mother of Yaakov Esav. Zot Rashi, famous Rashi. Eini yodea ma melamdenu, I don't know what this pasuk is coming to tell me. Lavon Ben Bisuel harami, Achi Rivka em Yaakov Esav. So there's a pshat from the Chasam Sofer and the Brisker Rav as follows. So we really could talk about this by a lot of these parashiyos, but when it comes to the yichus of Esav and Yishmael, in terms of the family of, you know, being with the Avos, what is the nature of their yichus is very important. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, but the starting point is Mishnah in the Darim, Daf Lamed Aleph, that when you make a neder from Avraham and Zaro, so you're mutter in Esav and Yishmael, or at least in those nations, because the pasuk says ki biyitzchok yikara lecha Zaro, that your Zaro will be called through Yitzchok. So that's lafuka Yishmael. I have a Esav. So why is, if you take a neder from Avram, are you mutter in Esav? Esav is Zera Yitzchak? No. Ki bi Yitzchak. Bi Yitzchak will call Yitzchak. Part of Yitzchak is called your Zera. Zera Esav is not called Zera Avraham. Okay? We'll talk about B'nai Keturah at a different time, though. Exactly the role of B'nai Keturah we'll have to talk about. So Yishmael and Esav are not Bechal Avram. But what about, is Esav Bechal Yitzchak? We said, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha Zera. And part of Yitzchak will be the Zera of Avraham. So Yaakov and not Esav. But is Esav Bechal Zera Yitzchak? So that's a grand machlokas. That's an important idea to know. It's a grand machlokas. There's Rivash, Magen Avraham, everything. And it's Nogea Lemaisa and Sin Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Sif Zion, Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, V'akedas Yitzchak Hayom Lezaro Tizkor. Remember us today, V'akedas Yitzchak Hayom Lezaro, to the Zera of Yitzchak. So Shachnar says that's the Nusach of Mefor Semes, and you should not be mistaken to say Lezera Yaakov instead of Lezera Yitzchak. So, but what's the pshat that you would say Lezera Yaakov? Zot Magen Avraham, because if you say Lezaro, the Zera of Yitzchak, ye Esav Bechlal. But he says that's a mistake. Don't think that, because he quotes the Mishnah in the Darim of making men of Zera Avraham your mutter in all of the Umos. No, so he quotes that from the Rivash. Magen Avraham's cholik and says, granted, Esav's not Bechlal Avram, but Esav is Bechlal Yitzchak. So we need to specify and say Lezera Yaakov Tizkor, that Esav shouldn't be included. Okay, and then he goes back and forth about that. And there's Rias Mikan Lakan. Kitzer, Zot Techasim Sofer and Briskerov, that even if we say that Esav is not Bechlal Zera Yitzchak, but he is Bechlal Zera Rivka. Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov ve'Esav, Rivka is called the mother of Yaakov ve'Esav. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk that they say. All right. That's that. One more short thing. This is also just an important idea. So one of the things everyone talks about every year with the mechira, sorry, not with the with the mechiras of the bechor. So first of all, what is, you know, when Esav sells bechor, what is he selling? There's at least three shitas. The Rashi says it's the avoda. He's selling, you know, before it was to the kahuna, before Matan Torah. Before they lost it with the ego, it was the Bechor had the Avoda. So that could be one pshat the Mechira is. When the Gemara in Sota, it's Mashma, that there was actually a Yerusha that was being sold, who gets Pishnayim, who gets the double Chelek. Or it could be the pshat is that he's selling the Brachos themselves later on, the Parsha is what he was selling. But now, let's assume it was just Yerusha for a second, because it's hard to quantify these things. So one of the famous questions is, it's something which was lo bol diolam. Yerusha, Yitzchak is still alive. How can Esav sell to Yaakov? Ain other machna davar shlo bol diolam. How could you sell something which is not in the world yet? So how is the Mechir Chal? How is the Mechir Chal? A lot of Terutza. So, but the starting point is the Rivash. The Rivash and Simin Shin Chav Ches, don't forget this Rivash, Simin Shin Chav Ches, okay, is, no, Shachach, no one's getting it, okay, fine, is, so he was told that the tour says that the pshat is that since there was a shvua, so a shvua helps when it comes to davar shelo bo li'olam. Vayishava lo, there's a shvua. So shvua, again, we're not going to get involved right now about what the chisern of matan shelo bo li'olam is and how a shvua would help, but that's what he says, and the Rivash says, the tour never said this, the Rush never said this. We have in our tour al HaTorah that the tour does say this. And in the Machon Yishalayim, if you look in the footnotes, there's it brings from different Achronim, Sholom Meshev, Rechom Fishal Perlau. You know, is the tour al HaTorah really the tour? Did the tour really say this? Maybe a Rush that did say this, back and forth. This is a good point for if you want to, you know, there's a good Makoros, if you want to know if the tour al HaTorah really is the tour. Same Bal HaTorah. But in any case, he says that's not the pshat. So what does he say the pshat is? He says before Matan Torah, there's no chisaron of ein adam makan davar shelo bo li'olam, and you could be makan davar shelo bo li'olam. So
who said that?
This is the Rivash, same Rivash. See, you already forgot.
Well, you quote the Rivash and saying the tour. I wasn't sure it was the tour.
No, right. I'm just kidding with you. So, so they point out that Lechora, this Teretz from the Rivash, that there's no chisaron of Ein Ela Makan Davar Shelo Bo Li'olam. Before Matan Torah, they point out this is against the Rambam. Or Rambam's against that, whatever it is. So this is just an interesting diuk over here. I thought you'd find this interesting. So this is the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, Perek Vav, Halacha Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Gimel. So even earlier, he quotes Ein Ela Makdish Davar Shelo Bo Li'olam. Okay, we can't give the Hekdei something which didn't come into the world yet. You say whatever comes into my net from the ocean is Kodesh, that doesn't work. And in Halacha Lamed Aleph, he says, Yeroe li, so it's not Gemara Mifereshes, but Misvara seems to him, Sha'afal pi she'in ala maknesh dobar shlobo li'olam. However, im omar hare alai lahakdisho, if you make a chiyuv on yourself to be maknesh something, Hare Alay Lahakdisho, Hare Zechayav Lahakdisho, Kishe Yavol Li'olam, Mishum Neder. The Neder is Chal, and when the thing does come to the world, you will have to bring it. So he says an example, if you say, Hare Alay Lahakdish Kol Shetala Misudasim Ayam. It's on me to give to Hekdish whatever comes into my net from the ocean. The Hekdish is Chal. Look at Rambam, Raya L'Dover, I have a Raya from the Chumash. Raya L'Dover Zeh Mash Amar Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov says, V'chol Asher Titein Li Aser Aserenu Loch. Everything you give to me, which I don't have anything right now, but if you, when you give it to me, I will give it to Ma'aser. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds him to that neder. Remember, Asher Nadarta Lisham Nader, that neder which you made over there, you have to do. So the raya is that even though, that Yaakov basically said, Hare Alai, I have a chiyuv, it's on me to give Ma'aser when it comes to the world. Aser Aserenu, in the future, I'll give Ma'aser. That's the raya. Even though Ein Makdish Davar Shelo Bo Li'olam, if you make a Harei Alai, if you put it on yourself, then you are Makdish. The Kasha is, Ein Ela Makdish Davar Shelo Bo Li'olam is the same world of Ein Ela Makdish Davar Shelo Bo Li'olam, the Pasha. Okay? You can't transfer Rishuyos, whether it's the Hekdesh or to a different person, if the thing is not in this world. Okay? Because the thing's not here. You don't have complete Da'as to do what you're doing, or the Kenyan can't be Chal, the Hekdesh can't be Chal. There's nothing to be Chal on, whatever the Pasha is. But we just said, according to Rivash, that there's no chisaron before Matan Torah. So how can the Rambam prove Hare Alai Lahakdisho, the Neder is Chal, the Hekdesh is Chal, from Yaakov Avinu? By Yaakov, even if Hare Alai had the same din of when you try to be Makdish HaChefetz, even if Hare Alai doesn't work, by Yaakov, it would work, because Kodem Matan Torah, there's no chisaron of Eidah Matan Torah Shalom Bo Li'olam. So how can the Rambam prove that Hare Alai does work from Yaakov? Maybe Hare Alai doesn't work. Maybe the same way in Amathish Dabar Shlo Balilom and every Chayfet, it also doesn't work when you say there's a Chiyuv on me to bring something. Kosh Baruch Hu held Yaakov, he held Yaakov to the Neder. That was before Matan Torah, where Kolam Shbo Hadavar Le'olam and Achar Kach is the same thing. So what's the Raya from Yaakov? So it must be from the Rambam, you see, that he's not going like the Rivash, that he held that even before Matan Torah, in cases where you can't be Makne or Makdish Dabar Shlo Balilom, the halacha would be Ein Ana Makdish Dabar Shlo Balilom. So what's shot with Yaakov and Esav is different teretz for Koran Tarmam, whatever it may be. Okay, those are some fresh ideas on that. All right, we'll call it night.
Does this get into that? Did all the others keep like everything?